thanks to God because of this beauty of time once again that the Lord has given us. For sure, He is the Lord who purpose and direct all things. And when we say all things, we are saying we are including death and rise, evil and good. And we are talking about the darkness and the light. We are talking about the elect and unelect. We are talking about law and we are talking about grace. So what a comfort to be one of the elect whom the Lord died on the cross and purged away your sins. This is the continuation of the book of Ruth, chapter 4. We were at verse 7, 8, and today we are on verse 9, downwards.
Verse 9
says, and Boaz said unto the elders, unto all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was helmet and all that was chariots and maroons of the land of Naomi.
Udi ndagula zonse za Elimeleki, ndi zonse za Gilioni, ndi maloni vadzanjala Naomi.
Why Boaz was speaking this? This was so because Ruth chapter 3 verse 1, Naomi, the mother-in-law of Ruth, told Ruth that she was to have rest. So Naomi was to bring rest to Ruth.
Ijitu chilichoncho chifukwa Naomi mpongozi wake wa Lute ana lankulapo kale mbuku la Lute chapter 3 make yambayo umuza Lute kuti akufunika kumpezera mpumulo ndeno inali nthawi yenena kuti Lute uchapeze mpumulo sopano.
But now let us see the contents of how rest will come to Ruth.
Masono tatiye tione ni zankati zozomwezi kuchitisa kuti mtendere kapena mpumulo uchofike kwa Lute.
Now, for the rest to be there, there is verse 18 of Ruth chapter 3, whereby it says, then said she, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he found he has finished the thing this day.
Ndiyeno rupa lichitufiwa hapa ishume chukwone sila kuti ntendiri ufike pa Lute. Chimene hata chitankula nao mikumuza Lute mufesi yake ya 18 mbukula Lute chapter 3. Yuma kwenye kuti ndipo anati kala ulipo mwana wanga mpaka uziwa umo ukalile mlandu. Pakuti muntu yo sasa uleka mpaka atauta mlandu ole lulino.
So you can see the difference that is on verse 1 of chapter 3 and verse 18 of the same chapter. Because chapter 3 verse 1, there is a question, shall I not seek rest for thee? There is rest.
While of
verse 18, there is a sentence whereby it says, for the man will not be in rest.
Saza uleka, kapena usaza pumula.
So there is this first list whereby Lot is to have left so that she will have hope.
Neno poyamba bali mtendero umene Lot akufunika kukhala nawo kuti akhale chiyembekezo.
The first list is hope in the Lord.
Neno mtendero oyamba ndi chiyembekezo mwa Ambuye.
The second list is waking so that the hope should be given to the hopeless.
Ndipo mtendere wachiwiri ndi chiyembekezo choyembekezera pa Ambuye kuti pabwera chiyembekezo kuti ndipo Mulungu aza kupasa kupumula.
Here Lot is in need of rest.
Ndipo pesa apa Lot amafunika kuti apumule.
But here Boaz will not rest so that Lot should have rest.
Koma tsopano zinatengera kaye poyamba Boaz akhale osapumula kuti Lot ayo apeze mpumulo.
In other way around, Boaz is to work out the matter so that in that way, process of working out the matter will be the giving of rest to Ruth. That will be the genuine hope to Ruth.
Boaz anafunika kukangalika kukonza mulandu kapena kuthana ndi mulandu umenewo. Kuti pamene iyeyo akuthana ndi mulandu pamenepo kwa Ruth kufana kukapezedwe chipumulo kapena mtendere.
The first listing is not working. It's for Ruth just to stay, sit down, because somebody will work for her. While the second list is working, never sit down, because there is somebody who has already seated down.
Pamene mtendere wachiwiri ndi kugwira ntchito wosakhala pansi chifukwa pali munthu wina amene sanakhala ko pansi.
Here Boaz never seated down because Ruth sat down left.
Ndeno apa Boaz sanathe kukhala nthawi yopumula kukhala pansi chifukwa kuti Ruth anakhala pansi anapumula.
Jesus Christ is our resting.
Ndi Yesu Khristu ndiye mpumulo wathu.
He works and he did whatever needed for us to be in rest. That's why Matthew's chapter
11,
verse
28
says, come unto me, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and have ever ready. And I will give you rest.
Imega 28 akuti itsani kuno kwa ine nonse akulemba ndi akuthodwa ndipo ine ndizakupumulisani ino.
So this rest that is in the book of Matthew 11:28 is the rest that is in Ruth chapter 3 verse 1.
Yenu mtendere uwu umene ukuonesedwa mbuku la Matthew chapter 11 ndi Imega 28 ndi mtendere umwewu umene ukuonesedwa mbuku la Luteri chalimena kula mkulazo kuta afunika kupumula vesi yake ya wani ya bukula Luteri chapter 3.
While the rest in chapter 18 is working until.
Pamene tenderomu kukwone kamu vesi ya 18 ndi kukira ape mshitu mpaka mpaka.
How do they work together?
Jeno zikuza kuenda kwa nilimozi.
Try to work and do whatever needed for a man to get left. That would be original rest. She'll never or will never wake again. So Jesus Christ is our everything. He did whatever needed for me to be saved. What a great list did I receive after his crucifixion and resurrection. That's why when we go back to our text, verse 9 of Ruth chapter 4 says, and Boaz said unto the elders, the people, the representatives of the city, and unto all the people, those who were there, ye are the witnesses this day. You have seen with your eyes that I have bought all that was Hermes. I have purchased, and all that was Chirions and Marons of the hand of Naomi. The purchasing has been done.
Ndifanyaka tikamawerenga buku tikabwerera kuthenga umene tikuyangana mundima yake ya 9 ya Rute chapter 4 akunena kuti nati Boazi kwa akulu kulisonyesa kuti awa ndi anthu akulu-akulu amene amayimira muzi wonse ndiko anthu onse amene anali pamalo opo nthawi imeneyo. Inu ndinu mboni lero lino kuti ndagula zonse za Elimeleki, kusonyesa kuti ndazigula ndapereka mtengo wache, ndi zonse za Kiliyoni ndi Maloni pa dzanja la Naomi, kusonyesa kuti malonda achitika ndipo mboni zaona.
There was a need of elders and the people, the witnesses, because verse 18 says about the matter will fall.
Ndipana ikufunikira kunena kuti pakhale akulu amudzi komaso mboni za mudzimu anthu okhala mudzimo chifandima yake 18 yalankhula zonena kuti mlandu odzimira ndi tsiku lakutha mlandu.
So about the matter there is a need of a witness. The witness is the original person that sees the things happened that very time the incident was happening. If he did praise the God to reveal Christ to you and your eyes are opened and see Christ of the scriptures, then it's when you'll be a witness. You can't preach about Jesus Christ, the hidden one, the secret Christ of the scriptures, the unveiled Christ of the scriptures. You can't, and you can't be the witness of the preaching.
Tifano ndizo sateka kuti munthu akhoza kungodzuka nkulalikira za Kristu wa malemba, Kristu amene ndi wobisika, sizingateke kuti wangodzuka nkulalikira za iye, ndizo sateka.
That's why the revealing Christ to the erect is the empowering the erect so that they might preach Christ whom they have seen with their eyes, because has been revealed to them.
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says,
but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and all at the uttermost, and unto the uttermost part of the east.
Ndipo muzakhala mboni zanga Yerusalemu ndi mu Yudea lonse ndi mu Samaria kufikira malekezero a dziko.
So which one come first?
Ndipo amene amaza kuyamba ndani?
First is the Holy Ghost upon you.
Poyamba tu pali mzimu woyera amene amadza pa iwe.
And the Holy Ghost is power, then you be empowered. Last days, when you be a witness of him. So you can see how these religious groups of people are foolishing themselves. They started being the witness before the Holy Ghost come upon them with the power. So you can't witness the Christ of the scriptures if the Holy Spirit is not upon
thee.
When I'm speaking about the Holy Ghost, I'm not speaking about these blah 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 tongues that these Pentecostals are speaking. No, that's not tongues. I'm speaking about languages. That when the God of God to come upon you, the power will be upon you, then you speak the tongues, the languages, as a witness about Christ of the Scriptures. What is the use of being a witness? Is for the fatherlands of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the crucified one. But the question is, can one ask the Holy Ghost to come upon him? The answer is not. Because Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 4 says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. You can underline tongues, meaning languages, as the Spirit gave them utterance. So it was according to the wish of the Holy Ghost coming upon only the elect, those that were there. John chapter 16, verse 7 says, nevertheless, I have said these things unto you, sorrow have filled your heart. That is the six. So you can see that Christ is speaking this to the disciples honorably, that because he has spoken these things, there is sorrow in the heart of the disciples. This was before the Holy Ghost came upon them. But Christ, when he saw the sorrow in the heart of the disciples, he came up with the comfort and encouragement on the Sabbath. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. So the expedient is that the going of Christ Jesus will be the sending of the Holy Ghost. That is the power so that the people can be a witness of the gospel. What would be the use of the Holy Ghost? Verse 8, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. Of sin because they
maeda kuti ndipo akaza iyeyo adzasusa dziko lapansi za machimo ndizo kuziro za machimo chikwa zakhulupira ine
11 of judgment the prince of this world is judged
ndipo ndimati 11 zachilungamo chifukwa ndingakwa ndate ndipo simundionanso vesi ya 11 zachiweruzo chifukwa nkulu wadziko lapansi waweruziwa
the question can be can somebody hear Christ of the scriptures or see Christ of the scriptures before the Holy Ghost is upon him
ndipo nkumanena kuti kodi munthu amene akhoza kumuona yesu khristu kapena kumvuza yesu khristu zimabwera asanafike pa iye
Remind you, the Holy Ghost is the Comforter. Verse 12 says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot hear them now.
Mutaiware kuti ndithozi ndiye mzimu woyerayo amene ndiwotonthoza chifukwa verse ya 12 kuti ndili nazo zambirinso zakunena kwa inu koma simungathe kuzisenza tsopano lino.
So you can see that Christ is speaking the We are the true witnesses of the buying the salvation of Jesus Christ, that Christ did on the cross as the remission of the sins of the human.
We never give to one
with thinking about. We preach the exact thing that our eyes have seen, our ears have heard from the Holy Ghost about the revealing Christ in us, and He is the only Savior that saved us from the cross. So here we see now that the buying of the plot, the land of Naomi, from the hand of Naomi, Elimelech's, Mahlon's, and Chilion's, was done publicly and finished by Boaz himself. Christ did the salvation, did the purchasing on the cross publicly, and people see with their eyes. That's why he says in John 19, verse 30, it is finished.
Verse 10
says, moreover, Ruth the Moabite, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the head of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate his bread. Ye are a witness, witnesses.
Chifayake ndi mea namba tena kuti ndiponso Rute Moabu, mkazi wa Maloni na mkula akhale mkazi wanga. Ukisa zina la wakufayo pa chulupa chache. Kuti zina la wakufayo lisaiwalike. Pakati pa apikati. Ndipa chipata cha pakupache inu ndinumboni le rubino.
There is a price for one are a wife.
Pali mwache kuti muntu akwatire mkazi.
A wife never been taken without a price. When we see Christ dying on the cross, that was the process of buying his church, his wife. When Adam was in a deep sleep, God gave him Adam so that he should pay a price for his dear wife Eve. Boaz is speaking publicly, I have bought my wife. I have purchased my wife. Salvation is publicly declared upon the elect.
Boaz, I will not follow up with you. We will not be able to watch and talk with Gazu, Yuyu, Momo, and Meneshi Purumuso, China, Peregrino, and now Polido, Pagul, Governor of the Monica, and D2.
First of all, Ruth was the wife to Mahlon, but now to
Ndipoyamba kuti amene anali mkazi wa Maloni koma tsopano ndi mkazi wa Boazi.
And he said that to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And he continues by saying that the name of the dead cannot cut off from among his brethren. And again he's saying, and from the gate of his friends, ye are a witness this day.
So first of all, the name will be
raised from the dead upon the inheritance, his inheritance.
It's
not upon all the people outside, but only the inheritance. The second thing is the name of the dead not to be cut off from among the brethren. Is not among all the people in the world, but the brethren only. So you can see that according to the plan God purposed it, that the name will never die among the brethren. It's the plans of God. Here again you can see how original the salvation is. That is very original. Those God erected before the foundation of the world, Christ died for them. None who miss heaven.
Fala que eu puto muito, vamos ver se ndime imene kula kula zazintu izi akufika kubwera mu verse ya 44 imene kunena kuti lifesedwa tubira chibadwe liukizidwa tubira uzimu ngati pali tubira chibadwe la uzimu.
So there is two bodies, natural body and spiritual body.
There
is first Adam, that is sinfulness that we are speaking about, how a person sinned against God. And there is a spiritual body, that is Christ, saved by God on the cross. When Christ died on the cross, he was sown a living seed so that it should germinate.
Menero ambuye makapa pamtanda baje amaka zala nzimu wa moyo kuti ukakure ngati mwa mpingo wake.
That's why this for the time says it is related, it is according to the scriptures.
Tifatime kuti kwangula kuti kodoro sokwalembedwa kunena kuti zvinhu zvinalembedwa mofanana nemaremba ndithu.
That is the first man, that is the natural body, was made a living soul that makes us to be alive in this world. The last Adam made was made a quickening soul, a life giving Christ saved us and quickens us.
Munthu oyamba Adamu amene tuti abadwa mwa iye anakhala mzimu wamoyo, akamati anakhala mzimu wamoyo chifatwa kuti tinabadwa kuchokera kwa Adamu. Adamu iyo tinapeza moyo umene tiaantupi Adamuayo anakhala mzimu wakulenga moyo, kusenza kuti Kristu anachita kuulenga moyo, anachita kuupanga moyo pawa kufa kuti pasi moyo mwa ifa yake.
Why quickening spirit? Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 says, and he has, and you have been created for the first persons.
Tikamawerenga buku la Efeso chapter 2 verse yake yoyambayo akunena kuti akufa ndizolakwa ndizo chimwa zanu.
When Christ died on the cross, he was quickened to be spirit. Christ died on the cross. The people were dead in the first person and in sins. So quickening was the dying and the giving of life unto the erect on the cross and through his death. That's why verse 45 says Christ, the second Adam, was made a quickening spirit, the one who died on the cross and gave the light unto his spirit.
Kuti iyeyo ndi Adamu wachiwiri amene iyeyo anapereka moyo, amene anakhala wakulenga moyo kuti anachite kuupereka moyowo.
Let us today, we are looking forward to the continuation of the scriptures and the Lord chapter 4.
Kuti kuyangana chitsogolo zakupitiriza kwa buku limene lilalute mudufolo.